Ed Crawford's mending a crab pot on the dock of Middle Harbour. He's been fishing these waters for over 20 years, but it's Dungeness crab season which really gets him going.
It's pretty consistent. I like that consistency of it. Salmon's a little bit more of a gamble.
The season opened June 15th, and already Crawford says things are looking up.
Oh, it's been pretty good for us. It was really good the first day, as much as the boat could handle.
But he knows his success won't become clear for a while yet.
You can't really tell until you get a good 2 or 3 weeks in.
And that attitude is backed up by Kelly Wood, who's the assistant crab biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Office in Petersburg. She says often the catch tapers off after the first week, but it varies greatly depending on where the fishermen are setting their pots. That means no one's really sure how this opening will pan out. Last year's season was better than average. It brought in over £5 million of crab. Over the last 5 years, the average permit holder earned over $18,000 in the Dungeness fishery. But Ed Crawford isn't too concerned about last year's figures. He knows it's just about getting out there on the water.
So what are your tactics?
Haul every day. Fresh bait every day.
The season for a fisherman like Crawford usually runs June 15 to August 15, and the full season from October 1st to November 30th for most of the area. However, the exact length depends on how many crab are caught within the first week. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game expects to release the exact season length by Friday. From Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.